On this episode of Secrets of Staffing Success, we're going to talk predictive index analytics with Ben Murphy from Titus Talent. Don't worry, you won't have to do any math. Secrets of Staffing Success is brought to you by Haley Marketing Group. Want to stand out, stay top of mind, and sell more? Haley Marketing's philosophy is simple: to make great marketing more affordable. Whether you're looking to drive sales leads or attract more qualified candidates, we make it easy for you to stand out in a saturated market. To learn more, visit HaleyMarketing.com.
Welcome to Secrets of Staffing Success from Haley Marketing. Candid conversations with innovators and thought leaders in the staffing and recruiting industries. Your host for Secrets of Staffing Success is Todd Lewandowski, Director of Content Marketing with 15 years experience in marketing for the staffing industry. You can follow the show on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and the podcast app on your Apple device. And now, here's Todd.
Our guest this week on Secrets of Staffing Success is the Vice President of Titus Talent Strategies. He's Ben Murphy. Ben, thanks so much for joining us this week.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me.
So as we do here on the show, we'd like to have you just give us your 60-second elevator pitch on who Titus Talent is and what you guys do.
Sure, absolutely. Well, Titus Talent Strategies, we're an innovative kind of new age talent firm. We were built, our CEO's name is Jonathan Reynolds. He's a very creative, charismatic, innovative person. And so we built a model around tactfully helping our clients attract passive candidates in a talent scarce market, and doing that at a different level and a different capabilities than what we think a lot of the other traditional staffing firms do. But to Jonathan's credit, he's really pushed the envelope to grow us in terms of being an educational provider in the talent space, looking at behavioral analytics, looking at different components that really make recruiting the right way. And so we help companies in both ways. We help them in the recruiting aspect, but we also help them to utilize a software platform called Predictive Index to make sure they got the right people in the right seat and they got the right types of profiles and things they're looking for to improve their overall team and team cohesion.
Yeah, and we're definitely going to get into that predictive index analytics a little bit here as well. But wondering just kind of how you got started in the staffing company, because it's one of my favorite questions to ask our guests, because the answers are always very interesting.
Yeah, my story is a little bit unique. When I was graduating college, I was going to college at Wisconsin, the college in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I was going to go and be a graduate assistant for New Mexico State University. But at the last second, that staff was fired and I didn't have an opportunity to work there. So I had to go find another job, and I did an application to Aerotech. And so I joined and worked with Aerotech for about a year and a half and enjoyed that. A lot of really good people, but had an opportunity to go and actually see if college football and all the things I kind of dreamed about as a young kid was worth it. And I kind of left the staffing firm arena for about 10 years and did a lot of work in the in college football. And then have some young kids and made a decision to get in, you know, kind of go back into something I think was up my skill set, but a little bit more family friendly, and was recruited by an old friend, you know, to think about Titus, as he was telling me about Jonathan Reynolds and what we do here at our company. And took the leap of faith and joined the organization about 5 years ago.
Well, we could sit here and talk college football all day. I would be totally happy doing that. But as I mentioned, one of the things that I really wanted to talk to you about, and it's one of the things that I think sets Titus Talent apart, is the predictive index analytics. And, you know, when I'm talking sports with somebody and they want to start talking about analytics, my eyes kind of roll back in my head a little bit. But on this, on the recruiting side of things, it's something that interests me a lot. And I wonder if you can kind of give us a brief overview of exactly what is predictive index analytics.
Sure. You know, well, first kind of go to the problem, right? You know, you have certain roles in an organization and you want to make sure you get the right person in the right role. And doing a standard interview, you know, doing it really well, there's still, you know, a lot of subjectivity to making that right decision on the hire. And so we believe in looking at multiple data points to make that hire. And so with the use of the predictive index, it's a software tool that over 6,000 companies use. We like to create behavioral baselines and cognitive baselines of what success looks like in a role, right? So you have certain salespeople that are excelling. Well, let's look at what those salespeople, how they're wired behaviorally and where they're at a cognitive level. And that sets your baseline. So then when you're looking at other candidates to go into a similar role, you can compare them to the baseline that was created by your top performers and by what the hiring manager is looking to hire. And it's not that it's the end all be all on making a hiring decision, but we feel it's a very strong data point to look at something more objective and look at something that you really can't understand just in an interview to help make sure you get the right person in the right seat.
And where are you getting the baseline people from? Are these from people that you've already placed in the past that have been successful, or are you looking at outside sources?
There's two forms. One is there's a predictive index as an assessment that you take that helps build the baseline based on certain questions that they use in their algorithms to do so. And then secondly, you can go ahead and test your top people and look at what their profiles look like. And then you take all that data and you organize it into what you see as the optimal baseline. And then predictive index has spent millions of dollars doing validation studies to make sure what their algorithm is creating has been proven through the results in the past. And so we're strong believers in it. We think it's a great data point to use in your hiring. We actually feel like personally it's hard to do it without it because it's something that provides a lot of data and a lot of insight into who you're hiring.
You had mentioned earlier about the candidate scarce market, and I think that's almost putting it mildly at this point. You know, we've got more open jobs than there are people to fill them, which makes the passive candidate recruiting crucial. What are some of the most successful tactics, one, for finding passive candidates, and then two, the next step is convincing them they need to switch jobs?
Sure. You know, it's a systematic process that I think if people understand and companies understand, they can do this well. What do most people want in a career? They want to feel like they're making progress, that they're growing, that they're developing, that they're getting exposure to things that are making them better, right? And so when you build out a search, here are the things we're looking for this person to perform in this role. We call those performance objectives. And here are the things that we think our employee value propositions for this role. This is what this person gets to do, accomplish, create, develop within this role. Now you have to build that marketing pitch specific to that employee value proposition, then go out and build out a pursuing list of candidates that you would like to engage that you think when you offer this type of employee value proposition, that it's going to resonate with them. And if it's not going to resonate with them, then you either have the wrong employee value proposition or you have the wrong set of target in the target market. And so we really try to get calibrated on understanding both sides of that and make sure there's not a mismatch before you start a search, right? So if we do that really well, good things are going to happen in response rate. You know, we're looking for a positive response rate at least 10% when we're going out and targeting passive candidates, right? So I go after 50 people on my list with our designed value proposition pitch, I'm hoping 5 of those people will raise their hand and participate in our search and go through our interview process with us because they see it as a positive career step. They see it. They are resonating with the value proposition we're offering. And now we need to make sure truly on both sides, this is the right fit. And that's where the behavioral analytics come into it, plus other performance-based interviewing questions.
One thing that's come up a couple times in recent episodes of this show is going back to employers and saying, this isn't good enough. You know, I'm having trouble finding you world-class talent for this position. What's been kind of the number one reason that you've had to go back to a client after they send you the parameters of a job search? Is it money? Is it benefits? Is it just the overall job description?
Honestly, it's going back and clearly articulating with some data, right? So if we go and we start a search and we're not getting that 10% positive response rate, now we have some data in terms of what the market is telling us. Now let's go back and talk about it. client, right? Here's the value proposition. Here's the target market. There's a miss. We can either increase the value proposition, and typically I'm not saying monetarily, but what is the progress? What is the opportunity that this person would be looking at? And then vice versa, if they're not willing to budge on the value proposition, then we may need to take a little bit more of a wider top of the funnel approach. Let's add some profiles into that target market that we think that value proposition will resonate with stronger. And let's really dive into getting that positive response rate. Okay, so get them to agree that might be something that's necessary in the search due to the market. But then you got to trust your interview, right? And that goes back to I put some people in the interview process. Maybe I wouldn't have done before, but I got to trust that I got the right data points. That even that person maybe on paper is a little bit different than who I hired before, they're still going to be the right person that can perform long term, and you got to trust the interview that way.
Are you coming across any companies that you really kind of need to coach on becoming a modern workplace? And what I mean is, you know, we hear a lot about remote working, and, you know, I know here at Haley Marketing, you know, we're very big on remote working, making sure that people can, you know, do their jobs, you know, wherever they are in the world. And it really helps attract more talent and higher level talent. Have you had to coach clients on, you know, here's what today's workforce needs what today's workforce's work is looking at, and really make them look internally at how they run their business?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's kind of two factors into it, right? Anytime you're maybe doing a individual search with a client, you're monitoring that response rate. You're determining what they're offering, what their, you know, secondary benefits are around that role. Is that resonating? If it's not, then, you know, will there be some flexibility to increase that value proposition? Remote is an option, you know, that many clients will talk about. I look at it though as, is this a short-term talent challenge that they're going to face, or is this a long-term challenge? If it's short-term, meaning, hey, we have this one unique search and it's the only person in our business that'll ever need to do that, that's one thing. If you're going to continue to build teams of these similar type of people in your business, then you need, and you're already having problems recruiting the first person, what's going to happen the next 10 years as you build your business? If that's the case, then you definitely need to look at your org chart. You got to look at how you're structuring your business, and make sure everything's in alignment for success. You just don't want to go through where you're struggling on every recruitment, because normally there's some core principles in your value proposition that aren't aligned with the market today.
You describe Titus Talent as a values-driven organization, and I think that's one of those common differentiators that we hear a lot from staffing and recruiting firms, and a lot of firms will just say that and not, you know, offer any follow-up to it. So what exactly does values-driven mean to Titus Talent?
Well, number one, we do not represent candidates. Well, we only represent companies, and that's different from about 95% of people that are in the staffing space. We bill things a little bit different to them. Our cost is not as expensive as a traditional recruiter. And so we've grown because we have built relationships, and you're only going to build relationships with people if they see, understand, and believe in the values and the operational effectiveness that you bring into their business. And so it starts with our owner, in our president as well, Scott Seafield, but it really will trickle down to the people we hire. And so that's how our people operate, and we invest in our people. And if we invest in our people, we believe they're going to take care of our partners. And so that transcends through our core values. And then secondly, and one of the things I think is the coolest thing we do in our company is every Friday in our entire, we have about 80 employees. We get together, across the company, and we have people all over the country. And we share examples, go through the whole company and share examples of where you've seen people in our business providing examples of representing our lived values during that week. And so it's not just a board that goes on the wall. It is a weekly, monthly conversation in our business. And I don't see that often, honestly. It starts at the top, and it's refreshing.
I love that. And that's something that, you know, we just had our 2019 strategic plan with our whole company, and we really kind of focused on our core mission and our core values. And I think that's really great to acknowledge that throughout the year. I mean, on a weekly basis is great to make sure that everybody's always in line with, here's our mission, here's our values, this is what we're shooting for. It really makes goal setting easy, and it makes achieving those goals a lot easier too.
Absolutely.
You mentioned being a football coach, and like I said, we could talk all day about that. What's the biggest lesson that you learned from being a coach that you still use today in recruiting?
It's the perspective in which I look at it. It really fits into that talent scarce environment. I coach at smaller colleges, right? So we weren't Alabama, where people were probably lining up to come to Alabama. And so every person that we were hoping to get on our team, we had to attract. Yeah. We had to build relationships with. We had to really articulate the value propositions, what separated our college from others. And, you know, you go into the business world, there are some companies and that they still expect everyone to apply to them, right? They're not really in the attraction mode. They're in the, let's weed out the weed out the list and we'll hire the best. And with unemployment going so low, you know, it's, there's pretty much everyone is into that mode of, now I do have to attract. Well, from day one, I've always viewed it as attraction, right? And so I think back to the core principles of relationship and articulation and value that you have to demonstrate to candidates to get them somewhat interested to even enter your talent funnel. And so I that's the way I look at it from day one, and that's the way I think about it as we serve our clients. And there's a lot of strategies that go into it. And you're going to college football. I mean, it's an aggressive nature, right? Yeah. These teams are out here trying to attract. They're spending time. They're really aggressive with what they're doing. And I believe that's needed in the business world. They're not as aggressive in the business world as you would see in a highly competitive sports arena. And so having resources, having a plan, understanding the need for the right people, having the best people. You want the best quarterback, right? You're not going to just settle. So it's that aggressive attraction mindset that carries over well.
Yeah, and I think that's something that a lot of people don't understand, really, is being an assistant coach in college as opposed to the NFL. As an assistant coach in college, you're not only coaching, but you're also out on the recruiting. So you really have to split your time 50-50. And like you said, being at a small college, you really need to have your salesman hat on all the time to convince these kids why they should be coming to you as opposed to Michigan State or Penn State or something, you know, like that. So I think that's such an incredible skill set that a lot of recruiters really need to have. It's you really just went from recruiting kids to recruiting employees. So it's a really great career path there for you.
Absolutely. I think the other part is I love strategy. And when you're, you know, I was a defensive coordinator, so there's a ton of strategy that plays into, you know, executing how you're going to stop the opponent. And I love having strategic conversations with our clients and other companies that are looking to get better in the attract and passive candidate recruitment, the evaluation of talent. And so I that's probably what I enjoy the most about my job is the application of strategy.
You know, speaking of strategy, I'm always amazed at how few staffing and recruiting firms don't do some kind of yearly strategic planning and goal setting. So I was curious, you know, what kind of key areas are you guys looking at in 2019 for your strategic planning and your goal setting?
We have a lot. we operate our business under EOS. It's a traction concept, right? And so It really helps our business organize how, you know, what our individuals are doing, what our teams are doing, and what our goals and outlook of our business are. And so every year we have a strategic goals. Every quarter they're broken down, and then those goals are subsetted throughout our different teams, and it all rolls, you know, up and it rolls down, and it's communicated across our business. And so I think we do a very solid job there. We also look at, you know, there's a difference between perfection and optimization. Optimization, trying to take the variables you have in play today and doing the best you can with them. And growing your business in the right direction, right? So, you know, I got a chance to listen to a speaker about that recently and really resonated with me that, yeah, that's what we are trying to do. We're always trying to improve. And I love that about our culture. We are not settling for this is how it was done in the past. How can we make it better today within our business, within our clients? What new tools, what new things can we be doing to really take on the tightest talent strategies title, right? And the things that we want to serve through. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Occasionally, we will have clients that we develop content for say, you know, we don't want to send this information out because it tells our clients how to do our job. And as I was going through your website, I noticed you guys have a lot of content that would fall into that category. So I'm curious why you guys feel it's important to put that type of content out there.
Well, again, either believe in being an educational leader and having an educational brand or you don't. We believe that that's important. We want to be able to share. We want to be that strategy company that helps our clients. And so we're very focused on being that brand. And so I always look at it too, is, you know, coaching football, there's no mystery in terms of what workout program to do. It's how you do it.
Yeah.
How you do it is going to separate yourself from the competition. And what we do, I think we have some nuances and creative things that we do better than other people, but maybe they're not that drastically different. I don't know everybody out in the market. But how we do it and how we strive for optimization of what we're doing separates us in what we're doing, you know, and we do a ton of net promoter surveys, really asking our clients nicely, and we got a world-class rating, you know, from our surveys, and so we're doing some things right, and we're definitely learning from the responses and looking for areas to improve.
If we were on video right now, you'd probably see me giving you a standing ovation because that was the perfect answer to that question. Next time one of my clients brings up that question, I'm going to send them a clip of this because that was perfect. You want to position yourselves as experts in what you do. And I love what you said about there's no secrets out there. There's no big, deep, dark secrets to recruiting. It's just knowing the best tactics to take and what to do out there. It's great. Before we let you go, we want to go through our rapid fire questions, 5 quick questions for you to learn a little bit more about you. Question one, what is the book, blog, or podcast that you look to for inspiration?
Book, blog, or podcast.
Or anything that you look to for kind of inspiration in your position.
I would say where I learn the most is through conversation with other leaders.
Mm.
And so, you know, I'm not a huge reader. I'm a huge conversationalist. Yeah. So, I would give credit to just all the people. I just really recommend people. If you have a chance to be a part of a networking group or be a part of a business group with business leaders, and you can go in and share business problems with them and talk from them and learn from them, that's what I found to be the most inspiring. There's a ton of different blogs out there as well and audiobooks that I'll listen to in terms of recruitment, sales. Lou Adler has been instrumental in helping our team build out a lot of our thoughts on how to do recruitment. So he's, you know, I like reading a lot about his stuff. I'm certified in his stuff as well. So that's kind of a variety answer, but I think that would be true.
I like all good stuff. Proudest moment of your career?
I don't know, staffing world. If you're looking at the staffing career elements of it, is just, I've been really proud to be a part of Titus. You know, I joined, I was probably like the 8th employee, and now we have 80.
Wow.
And we've just been growing and growing and growing. And so I'm just proud to kind of be a part of this team. It's really unique and feel blessed to work for an organization like this.
Biggest career regret?
Yeah, that's a good question.
There's always a good pause when I ask that question.
Yeah, biggest regret, it was really mentally straining to think about doing college football long term or going back into the business world.
Mm.
And so that was a very tough, and I got in and coached high school football for a number of years and really enjoyed that opportunity as well. And now I kind of help coach all my kids' stuff. So, but that's always tough. It's great. Yeah. College coaching young adults and having relationships and helping people like that is something that not many people get to do on a consistent basis.
Finish this sentence. In 5 years, the recruiting industry will
need to continue to evolve. And it'll start with from the top down within companies. Definitely hiring managers will need a different perspective and culture shift.
And I'll throw this one in there since the Super Bowl is coming up and you're a former coach. Who do you like in the big game?
I'm going to root for the Rams.
Good man. That was the right answer.
I really respect the Patriots and everything they've done. And I think what they've done is amazing. I would love to see a little fresh blood in there from a victory standpoint. I've been really blown away by what Sean McVay has done for the Rams. Young, innovative coach, still, I think, very disciplined in his approach, but relationship-based. But he's not afraid to do things differently than what has been done in the past.
Well, as a lifelong Bills fan, that was the right answer you could give there. We really don't like the Patriots here, and I think everybody went out and bought some Rams gear getting ready for the Super Bowl. Not a lot of Tom Brady fans in this building. He is Ben Murphy, Vice President of Titus Talent Strategies. You can find out more about them at titustalent.com. Ben, thank you so much for your time today and sharing a lot of your secrets of staffing success.
Awesome. I appreciate your time, Todd. Enjoyed it.
My thanks to Ben from Titus Talent Strategies. Again, the website is titustalent.com, TITUS talent.com. I think my biggest takeaway from the conversation with Ben was alignment. And I think that's the key word here is making sure that your employees are aligned with your goals and your strategies and your core values. As I mentioned during the interview, you know, we just did an all day strategic planning here at Haley Marketing like we do every year. And kind of the focus this year was on our core values and how we can use those core values to drive everything we do. And that in turn will make sure that we hit our goals for the year. So I loved what he said about getting everybody involved every Friday. Like once a week, they sit down, they talk about a lot of their successes and what they've done to further their values-driven leadership at Titus Talent. And that's so great because so many times when we have meetings, we focus on problems and what's going wrong and how can we fix it. But I don't think as companies, and I'm not just talking staffing company, I'm talking about any type of corporate America, is we don't celebrate our successes enough. You know, do you guys have, you know, a bell that gets rung in the office every time somebody makes a sale or makes a placement? You know, those little things that really get everybody in a more positive frame of mind, as opposed to always talking about what's going wrong and what are the problems we need to fix. So I love that. And I also love that they do quarterly check-ins to make sure that everything that they're doing is in line with their goals for the year. I think too many times as companies, we set goals on January 1st and then we revisit them on December 31st. We say, oh crap, we didn't hit half of our goals. We even do it as individuals. You know, when we talk about, you know, how many times do you give up on your New Year's resolution by the end of January? So I loved all that alignment of keeping everybody on the same page. And as companies continue to grow, you know, like he said, he was employee number 8 and now they're up to 80. And, you know, same, very similar thing here at Haley Marketing. When I started, I think I was employee number 5 and we're up to 50. So as you continue to grow, you need to make sure that everybody on your team is aligned with your goals and strategies. And it's really going to pay off in the end. So, I really love that portion of the interview there with Ben. That'll do it for us. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Secrets of Staffing Success. Of course, you can always subscribe to this on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, your podcast app on your Apple device. All of our episodes are posted to HaleyMarketing.com. And also make sure you check out our brand new edition of Secrets of Staffing Success called Insights with Brad Biley and Matt Lozar. They're going to be doing it on the weeks that we don't do our interviews. A lot of great advice on furthering your brand through social media. So make sure you check that one out. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Staffing Podcast. We'll talk to you next time on Secrets of Staffing Success.